This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic. Cometh. 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 This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory. .com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Okay, so everybody's back in town today right before Thanksgiving. So as we continue on with the undeclared Civil War, here come the guys from Arbor's Quarrel. That's Roger Katz and Stephen D'Andrilli. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, Bill.
We got Stephen.
Good evening.
Okay.
Glad to be back. I was stuck on a ship, and all they had was CNN. And I asked the captain, how come I can't listen to Fox News and CNN? I didn't get an answer, but I'm not going to let it go. I'm going to follow up and follow through.
As much as you travel, Stephen, this should be old hat to you. You know CNN has some sort of contract with all these, with the airports and everybody. You know that. This is nothing new to you.
Yeah, you're right. But I'm going to get to the bottom of it. Because it can't go on for...
Can't be allowed to go on.
Well, all right. You know what, Bill? That'll maybe bring us to our introduction, if I may.
Certainly.
All right. Look, we already talked about one thing, and I think all of us can agree. There's not a day that goes by where we don't hear major news stories attacking President Trump and how his administration is working hard to put America first and protect our rights and freedoms. It's just endless. And it's one story after another. Today we even have Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, which is creating history. Very rarely does a Supreme Court justice just pop into the news and make bold statements. So a lot of this is just, we're not ready for it. It's all too new. And it's just not happenstance. It's not by accident. There are forces behind it. But when we have to deal with all these different things happening, all right, and we're experiencing, I think, many victories with Donald Trump, and we've had some setbacks, and there are many, you know, different issues that we have to deal with and prioritize what's most important, but if I was asked what the most important issue that concerned all of us law-abiding gun owners who want to exercise our natural right of self-defense and protect our sacred Second Amendment, there's only one that I would put in the most important area of discussion. And it's most timely. And that is our ability to carry a handgun concealed in every state and U.S. territory. And we've talked about this. We've talked about it a lot on Lock and Load Radio. As you know, we've written many articles on the Arbalest Quarrel, Ammoland, Shooting Sports News, and other publications and organizations were happy enough to post our articles as well and spread the word, and we're all working together to get this happening. The 2016 election of President Trump also brought us a Republican majority in the House of Representatives and the United States Senate. The one in a lifetime hope for national handgun carry reciprocity was at our very fingertips. I actually felt it. I couldn't believe it. At my age, that this would actually happen in my lifetime. The timing couldn't be better. And we had a president that said he would sign the bill. The Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017, referred to officially as 115 H.R. 38, actually passed the House of Representatives on December 6th, 2017, by Resolution 645. That's almost a year ago. The next day, it went to the United States Senate, where it was read twice, and then referred to the Senate Judiciary Committee to be acted on. Now, right now, this bill still sits in committee. It's nearly a year, and it will die. It will die in committee on December 14th, 2018, in about 2 weeks. Keep that in mind. It will die in committee in 2 weeks if it is not voted on by the full Senate and it is not approved. So what should we do? We've talked so much about this. We felt it. We tasted it. And now it's going to go right out of our hands? No, we still have time. We have to call Senator Grassley. We have to call Senator McConnell. We have to call the general congressional number that we've always been putting out on your program. Every one of us needs to do this now because this bill will die. And now with the Democrats having control of the House of Representatives, it's over. It's over, and it puts that much more pressure on Donald Trump being elected again as our president for it to revise itself. But why wait to 2020? We can get this thing done. Roger will give us the numbers. I'll mention them once, but I think we should repeat them. Everyone listening should get a pen and paper, and please, all you need to do is make a few phone calls and get your senators to know where we stand. 202-224-3744. That's Grassley. 202-224-2541. That's McConnell. And the general number for your senator is 202-224-3121. National Handgun Reciprocity. It's in our hands.
Well, if I don't know what the procedure with that on that would be. I don't know if they'll even that might doesn't that have to go through the Judiciary Committee first and have hearings on that first?
Yeah, if I can.
But I mean, we're about to go into break in a minute, so
yeah,
hold your point.
It was in the Judiciary Committee. What goes on in the committees is a bit opaque, but basically, the committee members discuss the bill. They consider perhaps amendments they would want. The point is that they have to get it in shape to go before the full Senate. And then, of course, the full Senate could do whatever it wants to do. It could be an immediate vote. There could be amendments. The Democrats could filibuster. The problem is, Bill, is why did the Senate, McConnell and Grassley, wait a year to act on this thing? And I can give you my two cents about that during the next segment.
Well, that's
but there
fine.
Is hope. There is hope, Bill. It's not over. It's not over till the fat lady sings. We have 3 weeks to get this thing accomplished. Is anybody ready to do it? Let's go.
Arbalest Quarrel. Go check them out at arbalestquarrel.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh,
Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at GunWinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector, all giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to GunWinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, GunWinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi folks, it's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Check them out franklinarmory.com. Talking to Roger Katz and Stephen DeAndrelli of Harbless Quarrel about the undeclared civil war going on and all the other little components that go into it. Okay, so are we picking up where we left off?
Yeah. Stephen and I were taking a close look at what we might expect with the coming year and what has transpired already. And I'm just wondering if both parties are pulling the wool over the eyes of the public, where the Democrats are playing to a very left-wing base, but then the Republicans are playing to Americans that would like to hold their Constitution and their country in a manner that the founders of the Republic had stalked and had prepared in the Constitution that they had drafted. What I find most mystifying is that it's clear that when the House and the Senate wish to pass something, even if it seems patently ridiculous to the American public, it'll be done. And what comes to mind is that $1.3 trillion omnibus bill that the leadership of both parties, Mitch McConnell and Ryan, Paul Ryan on the Republican side, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer on the Democratic side, had gotten together, and that thing passed. They were working on it together. You would think that that more of Congress would have taken a close look. I mean, the thing was over 2,000 pages, and many of these congressional leaders are lawyers. You would think that they would read the thing before signing it. And you know that the president was absolutely livid over this thing, and rightfully so. But the question is, on a couple major things that the public really has a strong feel for, and with a Republican president, a Republican House, and a Republican Senate, as Stephen had mentioned, we were unable to get the National Handgun Carry Reciprocity Bill enacted into law. And looking at the way Congress operates, it's clear that any bill that was not enacted into law just dies. There's a Latin term, if I pronounce it right, sine die, without day, which basically says if the bills that were introduced during a particular Congress, this would have been the 115th Congress, were not acted on, it became law at the end of the session, which is, again, 2 years, and a new session starts in January 3rd of 2019 and runs through January 3rd of 2021, it's a blank slate unless the bills are reintroduced. So my feeling is that Ryan actually worked together behind closed doors with McConnell and say, look, we got to pretend that we're going to do something. So we have a majority in the House. In fact, we can even count on a few Democratic votes, which they did get. I think they got six Democrats to vote for the National Handgun Carry Reciprocity. And it passed. It actually went to the Senate. For 1 year, that day, it went to the Senate. It was read. McConnell gave it to the Judiciary Committee. The Judiciary Committee, a few days later, gave it to the Subcommittee on Homeland Security, and there it sat. And no one said a word, and nothing happened. We could say the same about immigration. Every time I hear someone say that the immigration laws are broken, I'm going to throw up, because they're not broken. If there was any desire to enforce the laws as we have them, so we don't have 22 million illegal aliens out and about, and we had enforcement back in 1986 when the immigration law was passed, the more recent one, and we wouldn't have this problem. So I would say that if what we see with gun policy And what we see with immigration are microcosms of really the peg to hang a hat on in the civil war that exists between two sides that the Republicans and Democrats are working against each other. And we certainly are going to see national handgun carry reciprocity passed now. And as far as immigration, we ought to consider that Goodlatte actually had introduced the bill a couple times this past session, which included a barrier, which was in line with specifically what Trump had promised, and it was never done. And in that omnibus bill, I don't know why, but Trump could have said, look, you've got $1.3 trillion. I want $23 billion of that. I want $23 billion, and I want that barrier up. And we'll give amnesty with a path to citizenship of those individuals who, through the DACA program that Obama created, I'll give you that. But I want that enforcement. And the Democrats didn't want to give it. And obviously, many of the Republicans didn't either. So this immigration issue is a big joke. And unfortunately, we're going to see more and more individuals coming into the country. We had that Ninth Circuit decision. And by the way, I wasn't aware of it. And it was Stevens who told me that this John Roberts, the Chief Justice, had actually put in his two cents talking politically. He should have kept his mouth shut. He sounds a lot like Ruth Bader Ginsburg, referring to Trump's apparent disgust with the Ninth Circuit. And, of course, you had the party that wanted to get their injunction. And the way they would do it, just like with a travel ban, was through the Ninth Circuit.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're coming up on the break. We'll be right back. Talking to Stephen and Roger from Arbalest Quarrel, this is Lock and Load.
Largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com's realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Chief Justice John Roberts came out and said he was thankful for an independent judiciary. He also said we don't have Clinton judges, we don't have Obama judges, and we don't have Trump judges. The comments come one day after President Trump called the judge who ruled against him an Obama judge. The Thanksgiving holiday getaway is well underway. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky is speaking to travelers arriving at the busiest airport in the country, Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
Brooke just arriving here in Atlanta from Baltimore to head to see her grandmother.
A happy Thanksgiving, Meemaw. Love you much.
And is ready to eat the best thing she makes.
Stuffing, obviously. My grandmother makes a killer stuffing.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow was down 1 point to close 24,465. The NASDAQ gained 63 points, and the S&P was up 8. The markets will be closed for the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. Talking to the gentleman from Arbalest Quarrel. So where are we and where are we going now?
Bill, may I have a moment?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, my glass is half full. And I would just like to remind everyone, at the end of my brief introduction there, that we are technically 23 days or a little more than 3 weeks away from the deadline of December 14th for a concealed carry reciprocity. So it's not over. Why don't we do what we need to do? Call Senator Grassley, call Senator McConnell, and call our general number at the Senate office and start moving on this. I can't just put my hands down and give up. Is that what we're talking about, Roger? Is it over?
I don't think
it's over.
All right, look, it's not going to pass. But the thing is, at least if there's a debate, it'll be very interesting, because we know.
Well, why isn't it going to pass? Why wouldn't it pass? Why don't we? Everybody, you remember what I did the last time? I could do it right now. I could get my other phone and I could put a phone call in right now to Grassley, and it'll take a minute to call all three numbers. And if everyone listening tonight, Bill, how many listeners do we have tonight?
I have no idea how many listeners we have right now.
All right, a few hundred thousand, maybe a half a million, 2 million. And we get the word out. I mean, I think we can pull this thing off.
Well, you When is the Senate even in right now? Are they in session right now? When
they'll be in after Thanksgiving. Yeah.
When after Thanksgiving will they be in?
Well, you know what? We could ask Donald Trump to call him and get him back.
I believe Monday, actually.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So that's the 26th of November.
Yeah.
Yeah. From the 26th. Till the final adjournment of the, what is it, the 14th, they will be in session. They will be doing the nation's business.
And when do they go out of session for Christmas again?
It'll be...
Let's not call them right now, though.
Yeah,
all right.
The 14th of December.
This is a radio show, not a telethon, after all. So, anyway...
All right.
Where are we going with this?
All right. As I say, immigration and the Second Amendment. To my mind, those are the two salient issues of prominence today. And what we see in all three branches of government really give the public a pretty good idea of where this nation is headed. I do want to controvert a point that John Roberts said. He says basically, well, we're not in Obama court or we're not Trump court. He's basically saying that the Supreme Court is not political. That's absolutely false. Let's be clear about this. The United States Supreme Court is, as a branch of government created by the Constitution, Article 3, is a political branch. It deals with a very specific task of interpreting the law, but it is political, and we shouldn't forget that. And all we have to do is consider what has happened since the Heller and McDonald cases, where finally the Supreme Court, since the 1960s, had actually before that, I think it was going back to Miller, but actually this is the first time in 2008 that the Supreme Court had stated what we had already known, but has it etched in stone that the right to keep and bear arms is an individual right. But do you know there hasn't been a Second Amendment firearms case since 2010? And it'll be interesting to see whether now that Kavanaugh is sitting on the court, that four votes are in play, that those four votes, Kavanaugh, Gorsuch, Alito, and Thomas, and you can forget about Roberts, it doesn't have to be a majority, just four votes and the case will be heard. Now consider this, that back in 2015, it wasn't that long ago, there was a Second Amendment case. And I want to let your listeners know, Freedman versus City of Highland Park. And that case dealt very specifically with whether so-called assault weapons come within the purview of the Second Amendment. And the case failed to garner four votes necessary for the case to be heard. Justice Thomas was absolutely scathing in his dissent, and Justice Scalia had joined them in that. Then you had another 2015 case that came up, Jackson versus City and County of San Francisco. And if you remember in that case, California had enacted a law that denied residents the right who were able to possess handguns to have them readily accessible to them in case of danger. They had to be stored in a locked container or disabled with a trigger lock. That is a direct infringement of one of the holdings in Heller, which dealt very specifically. There was two very important holdings. One, that handguns fall within the purview of the Second Amendment. They're protected. And secondly, that they have to be readily available, accessible to individuals to be able to use for purposes of self-defense. Now, there's one other thing that's very important and why that assault weapons ban case should have been taken up. most handguns that are owned by people today, and you can confirm this for me, Bill, are semi-automatic. Yes, people have revolvers, but for the most part, it's semi-automatic. So when the majority held that handguns are protected, come within the core of the Second Amendment, the majority was also saying that semi-automatic weapons are protected by the Second Amendment. Now, when you talk about assault weapons, almost invariably, you're talking about semi-automatic weapons that are banned. This is why Scalia and Thomas were absolutely scathing in their rebuke of as much their own brethren in the Supreme Court as well as the Circuit Court of Appeal that basically went their own way. And so we see that these courts that are supposed to be non-political that Robert talks about, going to the defense of the Ninth Circuit, are absolutely political, that they are going their own way. They have no regard for the power of...
Let me get you a hold right there. We're coming up on the break. Coming up on the break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventure of G.A. Henty audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span, but they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify. the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories, absolutely free, to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory. com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to the guys from Arbalest Quarrel about, well, mainly it's been about the lack of national reciprocity and the malfeasance of the courts. But where are we taking this in the last segment, gentlemen?
Well, I'll turn this over to Stephen in a few minutes, but I do, again, want to point out that the big threat today lies as much with supposedly the friends, our friends Republicans, and certain members of the high court. I said that the high court is a political institution because it's a political branch. It's created by framers in Article 3 of the United States Constitution. So we shouldn't forget that. And the cases they decide to take up are obviously cases that have political overtones. Their interpretation of the law doesn't change that. But I also want to make this point clear. Republicans obviously don't want to expand the rights of individuals to protect themselves and to protect this nation against tyranny. And the greatest threat that we face is not from the Russians or even the Chinese, but from people right at home. You had mentioned this jackass, Swalwell, who talked about in USA Today and then a few days ago about, well, if individuals don't want to return their assault weapons, we'll just use nukes against them. What he's intending to say is he doesn't give a damn about the public if they want to keep a firearm, and he'll use the might of the police and the military against American citizens. And you have to ask yourself, why? What are they really afraid of? The fact is that all these laws that we have on the books, as the NRA has pointed out, that are supposed to be utilized and enforced against the criminal elements, against the occasional lunatic, are basically not enough, because what they want is to take firearms away from the people. Don't forget this. You remember John Paul Stevens said in his Sixth Amendment how and why we should change the Constitution, a book that he wrote after he retired, but he wrote his own dissent, if you recall, in the Heller case, where he said, what do you mean that the people have a right to keep and bear arms? It's the militia that has that right. And to make that point crystal clear, he suggested rewriting the Second Amendment to read a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms when serving in the militia shall not be infringed. I mean, think about that. But he went even further. In 2018, 4 years later, he's writing an op-ed for the New York Times. And what does this jackass say? He says, concerned that a national standing army might pose a threat to the security of a separate state led to the adoption of that amendment, which provides that a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Today, that concern is a relic of the 18th century. Oh, so the founders of our republic figured that, well, we're going to just write about in the Constitution certain rights and liberties which apply maybe in the 18th century and won't apply in the 20th or 21st. Look, human nature doesn't change. In fact, we are closer to tyranny today with the impact of information technology to control the thoughts and the attitudes as well as the actions of people than at any time in the past. And what these people are afraid of is simply a citizen army, because what they want is very clear, and I'll say it. They want to see a breakdown, the fracturing of this nation state. They want to see the United States incorporated in a new system of financial, social, cultural, and political governance, such as you see in the European EU. And I had mentioned, I believe, in the last show, Bill, that basically what you're seeing in the EU is a model, a blueprint of what could face this country. And since this country is the only nation on earth that actually says in the Constitution that the people are the authority, they are the people that run this nation. And the proof of that is that they shall keep arms to let their servants, and they are servants in the federal government, whether they serve in the U.S. Supreme Court or in Congress or in the White House, that they all serve the American people. And if they forget that, that the citizen army will be there to remind them. And that's what people like Swalwell and like a retired Supreme Court Justice, John Paul Stevens, and these other people believe should not be. We cannot allow the Americans to actually believe that they are the people that run the country. No. The elite, the intelligentsia, these are the people that run the country, and we know what's in their best interest. And to make that point clear, let's just get a bunch of migrants with a fifth grade education and these felons that don't give a damn about society, and they'll vote for us. So they're protected. They have their health care. We promised them their social welfare programs, their clothing, their education, and we'll protect them. And that's what those people want. Well, that's not good enough for me. And I don't think it's something that your listeners believe in. And certainly that's something that Stephen does. Stephen? I've gotten pretty upset here. I'll let you go.
Well, the one thing that you're forgetting here, Roger, is that all of these things you're discussing are possible legislative things that might happen. Of course, they want them to happen, without a doubt. But I mean, like on immigration, when the Democrats had the full control of everything, and there was enough Republicans in place at the time that were for, all kinds of immigration and amnesty and everything else because of the cheap labor it brings in, they didn't do anything about it. So it's not the easiest thing to do. And the whole thing about the Second Amendment is while they do want to dismantle it, without a doubt, it is still in effect right now. There's still 150 million gun owners in the United States. There's still 20 plus million veterans. And there's still about 660 million guns. No matter what laws may be in place in whatever locality they are in, if anything builds to critical mass, well, they'll be as effective as gun-free zone laws and speed limit signs. So
what about the Senate then? Why don't we have that national handgun carry reciprocity?
Well, because they have been working on getting all the judicial nominees, because that was what everybody seemed to want at the time. And it has been a 2-year process, and Trump has been, he's been investigated. It's been quite a masterful feat of obfuscation on the part of the Democrats. So there's been a lot of distractions going on, and we're talking about politicians. And these politicians that are run, you know, Trump runs, he's the head of the Republican Party, but there's how many Trump-like Republicans are there serving right now in Congress?
Two.
None? So, I mean, that's the issue.
Well,
you got too many out there that are...
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's the House, and it already passed out of the House. So, there's just, this is... Trump is not the end-all, be-all. He's the beginning of the turning of the ship. And we're about to run out of time, but, he's the beginning, I hope, of a new standard of performance these guys have to rise on. I wish you guys a very happy Thanksgiving, and thanks for joining me this evening.
Thank you, Bill.
Appreciate it.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Coming up next, we're going to talk to author and instructor and activist Dean Weingarten as we head that way. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.